It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor. Liz Peek is here. This is the new John Batchelor Show. We're discussing the same old economy, which goes up and down. Yes, the markets go up and down. What is new right now is us dealing with the pandemic. The question of whether the pandemic is in retreat or whether we're in a period of, let's put it this way, we're feeling good about having been cautious and we're ready to go back outside. But as I read from Liz's columns, President Biden may not be seeing the same country we're seeing. Liz, you write that the president's presentation about 1 year since the beginning of the lockdown indicated he believes we need to remain cautious, so much so he's telling us what the family gathering size should be July 4th. Liz, it's springtime. It's not summertime. It's springtime. I'm puzzling. What you see the advantages for the White House to be behind the curve or slow to understand the story?
The most generous explanation is that they are seriously concerned that people will race out to do all kinds of things that could increase our infection rate, increase the number of cases again, and that people will be careless just as we are really truly getting to the net, to the end of this horrible virus. Less generous would be the view that Joe Biden promised he would fix COVID, and if it's fixed too fast, if indeed Macri and others are right that in April we'll have herd immunity and basically we'll be over this virus, even the most dim-witted in the population will not credit Joe Biden with that success. The virus, the vaccine is rolling out very nicely on schedule. And it is doing its job, but also there are tens of millions of people who've had this virus, and they survive and they have antibodies. So I think, I think the least generous explanation is that Joe Biden has profited very much from the, rationale that he is being very safe. He doesn't want to go out and meet with the public and mingle and speak extemporaneously before crowds, et cetera, because of COVID. I think we all are concerned that he actually is not able to do that very well. I think he's concerned about that, too. So the pandemic certainly has allowed him to sort of stay sequestered. And up until very recently, that's where he's been. So there are a lot of reasons why I think he's behind the curve. But, boy, he is really behind the curve.
Liz, what the White House is doing now is leading from behind. That's something we saw during the Obama years. Do you think they're self-conscious about it, about being cautious?
No, I think that they're doing it. I mean, again, they can argue that this is for the best, you know, for the best of the nation, that this is the right thing to do. But I think it begins to look silly, John, and I think it becomes counterproductive at some point. And that's why you've had embattled governors like Cuomo and Newsom in California begin to lift the rules and regulations. It's not so much that progress has been made, although it has in both those states, but I honestly think it's because they know that they're on thin ice and the voters want this to happen. I'm in Florida right now, and Ron DeSantis has become something of a national hero because his state has come through the pandemic better than any, and he's taken a more liberal approach. So I think, you know, I think these autocratic governors are kind of being told, okay, we're over it. You have to get on board. And that's good news. People are ready to get their lives back.
Liz, also, my concern about the politics of the moment is the Republican Party and how it's responding to the spending bill and how it's responding to the Biden caution over the virus. And we're still dealing with the election and the remains of the day of the doubts about the election. What is your sense moving around in Florida about the Republicans? Are they getting their sea legs back, or are they still defensive?
Politicians are down here in Florida. As I say, Ron DeSantis is kind of the man of the hour. He certainly is not defensive. In terms of people, you know, there was a poll that was done showing 41% of Republicans have said they won't get the vaccine. I don't know anyone who has said that they won't get the vaccine, John, of any party. I think this is yet another poll that somehow has come to a conclusion that will allow Democrats to blame Republicans if not everyone gets vaccinated. I think it's hogwash. Look, we're all heading in the right direction. Everybody is optimistic. Everyone is ready to get their kids back in school. It's a real issue for Democrats, by the way. They've got to get the schools reopened. And I think all of that really bodes well. I feel it. I'm sure you do, too. I mean, traffic around New York is the most energetic, if you will, or worse than it's been in a year. Activity everywhere, mobility indices everywhere show people are getting out more. That's just what's happening, and there's no turning that back.
Liz Peek, who writes for The Hill, a column, and for Fox News, and we both note, because we live in the New York area, that Ned Lamont, the governor of Connecticut, is now a leader to match maybe even Ron DeSantis of Florida. Ned Lamont opening the state of Connecticut. Good for him. Can New York be far behind? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by my partners at CBS News Radio.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.